Welcome back to His Time. It's Thursday, January 30th, 7:42 Central Standard Time. I'm Andy Bates, your host. And joining us in the studio this morning, Dr. Bruce Carvell with the Collegium Vocale. My Latin is really bad. Did I get it anywhere close?
It was very close. Collegium Vocale, as we prefer.
Aha. You want to make sure we pronounce all of the vowels there. Well, tell us a little bit about the Collegium Vocale.
Well, we've been around since 1997. We usually do three concerts a year. We are a small vocal group, mm-hmm. basically five or six singers with appropriate instrumental accompaniment that specialize in the music of the 17th and 18th centuries. We have a concert coming up on Sunday, February 2nd, at 3 p.m. of three cantatas of Johann Sebastian Bach.
Very good. Very good. We like Bach around here.
Yes, I know.
So what led to this group forming and this specific era in music?
Well, it's a repertory that's rich in opportunities for small vocal groups. Mm-hmm. Usually we sing one on a part. And we think of it as vocal chamber music. And it's a lot of it falls, mm-hmm. it's not appropriate for large choirs, mm-hmm. or operatic singers wouldn't look at it. So it's music that we're able to bring a particular perspective to. We're all accomplished choral singers and soloists, so we are able to bring the perspective of both.
And tell us a little bit about the people that make up this group. Where do they come from, and how did they get connected?
Well, as I've only been associated with the group about the last 8 years, but it was formed by Jacob Berg and Mary Model and Jacob's wife, Daryl, who wanted to do Bach arias, mm-hmm. along the area of the Bach Aria Group, which was a group at that time in New York. And it allows repertory to be done that other larger groups don't turn themselves to. We're very fortunate the current makeup of the group, Nancy Lutzow, soprano, Roberta Hamill, contralto, Willard Cobb, tenor, and David Berger bass, and myself, I sing tenor. Listeners who are familiar with the American Contrarai will mm-hmm. be familiar with Willard Cobb and David Berger, who have been stalwarts of that organization.
Very good. Well, tell us a little bit about, we have some selections to listen to this morning as well. Tell us a little about the first selection.
Well, I thought it would be good to hear the opening movement of Cantata 70, Wachet, Betet, Seid bereit, alle Zeit, which is be watchful, be prayerful, always be ready. The reading of the day was from 2 Peter chapter 3, where basically says the time of trial is coming. You don't know when it's going to come, but mm-hmm. God will look after his faithful. So we have the be watchful, be prayerful, and with echoes of the last trumpet announcing the day of judgment.
Thank you.
It's always good to enjoy fine music.
We certainly believe so.
What a great selection. I was just enjoying it. It was taking me back to my days of choir and chamber music in high school and in college. And I was very blessed to have a very talented and well-educated choir director. And so good music like this, just it brings out something not only in the singer, or in those who are performing the music, but also in the listener as well.
Absolutely. Bach, as we know, was a devout Lutheran and believed very strongly that through his music he was able to amplify and comment upon the text that he was working with. Mm-hmm. So we are, as I mentioned, we sing one on a part, though this ensemble, or the recording that we just heard, used a choir. But there is a lot of scholarship over the last 30 years that suggests that Bach may have done them with just one on a part. That's not to say that the American Contrarie shouldn't do it, because they use a larger number of singers. But Bach is big enough to sustain a number of approaches. But we do allow an opportunity to hear this music live in a way that is not very often encountered. Mm-hmm. We're very fortunate that we're able to bring in from Boston a Baroque oboe player, Joyce Alper, who played with us 2 years ago. And so that's also an unusual sound. John Korak, who I believe is also familiar as a trumpet player with the American Contrarie, will be playing a Baroque trumpet with us this time, which is trumpet with no valves.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, I suppose that's probably not pretty common for someone to play trumpet with no valves.
It's unusual. It's similar to a bugle, if people are familiar with that. But it was the state of trumpet playing in Bach's time, and it does bring a very a somewhat different quality than you might hear with a modern trumpet. Equally impressive, but a little different.
Very good. So the concert is coming up just this weekend. It's on Sunday, February 2nd at 3 p.m. And where would we find the concert again?
It's going to be presented at the First Congregational Church of St. Louis at 6501 Wydown Boulevard, across from the Wydown Middle School, if people are familiar, and next to Washington University's dormitories.
Very good. In Clayton. Very good. Very good. So they can enjoy sacred cantatas of Johann Sebastian Bach.
Indeed. I'll also be doing an introductory lecture at 2:30 before the concert, and I should mention that admission is free, as is parking, although we cheerfully accept donations.
Well, we have time for to listen to a little bit more of another selection. Should we go on to the second track?
Sure. One of the remarkable pieces in Cantata 155, Mein Gott, wie lang, ach lange, that is, My God, how long... I suffer through trials and tribulations. Mm-hmm. The answer to that comes in the next movement, which is a duet for alto and tenor, saying basically you must hope, you must believe. But the remarkable aspect of this is a virtuoso bassoon obbligato, which is very rare in Bach's time. We're fortunate to have Hank Skolnick here in town, who plays the Baroque bassoon and plays it quite wonderfully. But this will give you a little idea of some of the sounds that you'll hear.
Oh.
for joining us for his time. Today we are talking with Dr. Bruce Carvell. He is with the Collegium Vocale. Did I get it even closer this time?
Collegium Vocale. Yes, it was close.
I got to keep working on my Latin. Oh, goodness. Well, the concert is coming up right around the corner, just this Sunday. Now, there happens to be something else going on this Sunday, too. I'm not sure if anyone is aware of that.
Well, the Super Bowl. You may have heard of that. However, I can promise that we'll be finished well in time for folks to get home to get the 5:30 kickoff. So you can have the best of both worlds
so you
this
can
weekend.
A very cultural, well-rounded Sunday afternoon.
Exactly so.
Enjoy some fine music. Now, not only do you have the concert coming up this Sunday with the cantatas of Johann Sebastian Bach, but also you have another concert coming up this spring as well.
Yes, at April 27th, which is also a Sunday at 3, we're going to be doing a program of smaller secular cantatas by Italian composers who were attached to the imperial court in Vienna in the early 1700s. Less well-known names, Antonio Caldara, Carlo Badia. This is one of the things that we try to do is to bring music, unfamiliar music, to light. And in many cases, it's music that may not have been heard since it was performed in the 17th or 18th century. So this will be an opportunity for that. So,
tell us about the locations that you choose for these concerts. What are the locations you choose, and why do you choose those locations?
Well, we're always looking for a venue that has an ambience that will enhance what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Smaller, we use a number of churches in the Central West End. The First Congregational Church, the First Presbyterian Church on Del Mar, we've done concerts at Second Presbyterian. We've done concerts at Christ Church Cathedral downtown and out at St. Anselm's at the Priory. Mm-hmm. So we do this for the venues, mm-hmm. for the acoustic and for the aesthetic values. And also we try to bring our concerts to different neighborhoods in the hope that we'll attract folks who might not come otherwise.
Sure. It seems to me that the acoustics of these places, of these venues, would be similar to the acoustics of the original places where this music would have been sung.
That's what performed. We hope. And also, it's many of them are smaller, places that will seat 200 or 300 rather than 2,000 or 3,000. And it makes it a more intimate experience. One is able to watch the singers and players much more closely and to be able to enjoy the interplay between the musicians as we play.
And that makes a difference with music like this. As you were describing chamber music earlier, when you have chamber music, it's not designed for a large concert hall.
Right.
Hence the name chamber music.
Yes, exactly.
So you want a venue that's a little bit more intimate setting so that you can enjoy the music as it was intended to be performed and enjoyed.
Exactly so.
Very good. Well, I think you have a great lineup here coming up for this concert this weekend and the next one coming up in April. And you said you have usually one more concert throughout the year. And what type of music for that concert generally?
Well, we do a concert in October. Mm-hmm. This year, we actually did music using Hebrew texts from the 17th century. We did that at Central Congregation. At Union and Waterman. And so it was an opportunity to do some rarely heard music in Hebrew. So we try to be ecumenical, and well, we do sacred as well as secular.
Very good. We've been talking with Dr. Bruce Carvell with the Collegium Vocale here in St. Louis with their upcoming concert this weekend on Sunday. If you need ticket information, do they need tickets?
They don't need tickets. Just come to the First Congregational Church at 2:30 if you want to hear the lecture, or at 3 if you just want to come for the concert, and you will be welcomed.
Very good. Bruce, good to have you in studio today. Thank you for bringing some music for us to enjoy.
It's my pleasure.
Coming up in the next segment, we'll study God's Word right here on listener-supported Worldwide KFUO.